Well, boys and girls, I always enjoy coming to Lisburn because there are bright boys and girls here, and we're coming down to the front if you would like to come and meet me at the front. And of course, well, I've just got back from Brazil. I think I say that every time I come here, and I'll soon be going there again. So I always have with me my Brazilian bag, and I think you boys and girls here have heard about the birds and the turtles, and I've got something else here with me this morning. You know, remember the Lord Jesus one day said to his disciples, I will make you fishers of men. That's right. It's amazing that the Lord Jesus in his disciples, so many of them were fishermen. They came from Galilee and they worked on the Sea of Galilee. And what did they catch? Fish, of course. I don't know if anybody made the chips in those days, but they certainly were after the fish. And I say that this morning because when we lived in the Amazon, and when I go back out to the Amazon, why, we love the fish out there. In the Amazon, we've got 3,000 different kinds of fish. Of course, we've got dolphins. We've got pink dolphins, and you don't travel far on the rivers of the Amazon. Do you see them coming out of the water? But we've got bigger fish than dolphins. We've got what is called a piraracu, and it's a delicious fish. Oh, it's lovely to eat. And surubing and paco and so many other fish. But I've got one with me this morning that is a little bit famous, or should I say infamous. Anybody know what that is? Piranha, that's right. You can see its teeth. Well, I'll not put my finger into its mouth. Even though it's dead, it still wouldn't like to. You see those teeth? Why, these piranha, they go about in schools of hundreds of them. And you see them darting here and there through the water. And you've got to be careful of them. Of course, there's a lot of stories told about them. But they're really only dangerous if an animal's in the water or a person's in the water and there's blood flowing. They will not go for a person normally, but if there's a wound and blood, why, they just go. And sometimes when a wounded cow or a horse is in the water, why, hundreds of these come in, and within half an hour, there's only the skeleton of the horse left. They just eat and eat and eat. And you can see those teeth, why, they can take big lumps out of you. I remember one day a little girl came to our house. We were in Labria. We were treating the sick. And she came because the whole top of her finger had gone. She'd caught a piranha in the net, and she tried to get the piranha out of the net, and the piranha just like that took the top of her finger. And therefore, you wouldn't like that. I've got a thing that I say about the piranha. I eat the piranha before the piranha eats me. And we have eaten many, many piranha out there. The piranha. Now, I bring that this morning because in the life of the Lord Jesus, not only did he have many fishermen as his disciples, but he used fish many times. One day, the Lord Jesus was speaking with the Pharisees and Sadducees, and they were always arguing with him and trying to find fault with him. And they were talking about the coin and who he gave allegiance to, who he was loyal to. And after he told them that we should render to God the things that are God's, he said to Peter, Peter, go down to the sea, and there you will find a fish with a coin in its mouth, and that will pay the tax for you and for me. Now, wasn't that an amazing miracle? I mean, when the Lord Jesus told Peter to go, we don't even read that Peter went. We take it for granted that he did, because he had learned always to obey Jesus. Now, of all the hundreds of thousands and maybe millions of fish in the Sea of Galilee, Peter had to find the fish that had a coin in its mouth. Now, that was a miracle, to find that one particular fish that had one coin. And listen, that coin had to be the value to pay not for one, not for three, but just to pay for two. Don't you think that was a miracle? Some people say that maybe in Israel it was a miracle for somebody to lose a coin that a fish would follow, but that's another story. And so the Lord Jesus, why, he did a mighty miracle just with that one fish. And do you know why? Because he is the creator. The whole creation obeys his voice. That's why we read that water was turned into wine. Why? Because the water obeyed his voice. Someone said, when Jesus spoke to the water blushed itself into red wine. Well, on that day, the Lord Jesus spoke to the fish, and the fish gave up the coin that was in it. Isn't that just amazing? The Lord Jesus doing a miracle with the fish. Another day, you remember there was a boy, and he had five loaves and how many fish? Anybody remember? Two fish. And he fed a great multitude of people. The Bible says there were 5,000 men besides women and children. If it was a woman for every man and a child for every couple, that means 15,000 people. Can you imagine, even in our gathering this morning, if everybody was to have a little bit of this one fish? But the Lord Jesus not only did a miracle with the fish, he did a miracle using fish to feed the multitudes. Why? Because he is the mighty creator. He can make things go far. And that's why he took that lunch and he blessed it and gave thanks and gave to his disciples. And they just went out feeding the multitude. Jesus did miracles with fish. But finally, boys and girls, in our verse this morning that we quoted, Jesus said, "Follow me and I will make you fishers of men." When men catch fish, they catch fish generally, kill the fish and eat the fish. But when Jesus sent us to be fishers of men, it wasn't to kill men, it was to bring life to men. And that's why today, if you are a follower of Jesus, you should be a fisher for Jesus. As a matter of fact, Jesus said, "You follow me and I will make you fishers of men." We can't do it ourselves. But thank God, the mighty creator who spoke to a fish in the sea and multiplied fish to the multitudes. Why, if we yield our lives to him and we follow him one step at a time, he will make it so that you can win others for the Lord Jesus. And that's why Peter the fisherman was sent out not to catch any more fish, but to bring boys and girls, to bring men and women to the Lord Jesus. So boys and girls today, when you see a fish, remember this. To be a follower of Jesus will make you a fisher of men. But there's only one way to bring men and women to Christ, and that is to follow him. Have you started to follow him? The first step to follow Jesus is to receive him. After that, it is one step at a time, following after Jesus. Boys and girls, just as I said, you are so bright and intelligent here in Lisburn, and I thank you for your attention. I'm going to take my fish back, but you'll not have that fish. Maybe you'll have chips today, but you can't have my fish. I've got to take it home again. So say bye-bye to my piranha, okay? And I'll put it back in case it gets out and bites anyone today.